Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Birchos Tefillin. We saw a Eitza of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why don't we, in the morning, say the bracha of L'Haniach, and make a Tanai, and say it like this. If Rashi is correct, that L'Haniach works for both, then I just want it to work for the Yad, not for the Rosh. And if Rabbeinu Tam is correct, then it should go for the Yad and the Rosh. And this way, when you make a bracha al shel Rosh, you yotzei for both shitas. According to Rashi, anyway, the shel aniach yad kavana didn't cover the shel Rosh. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, anyway, when you put on the shel Rosh, you have to make a bracha. So what's wrong with the Eitzah of Rabbi Akiva Eger? Why don't we use that Eitzah? Another kasha is, that kasha we asked in the first shir, another kasha is, and we haven't answered yet, that this was asked by Hagoyin Reb Shmuel Avigdor, the author of the Tana Tosfa, and the minog of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machusu Olam Voed, that we say after the Al Mitzvahs. So he says, I don't understand. According to Rashi, you don't have to say an Al Mitzvahs. Why? Because the L'Haniach covers. Not necessary to say Al Mitzvahs. When do you have to say Al Mitzvahs? When you make a Hefsik. So when you start making the Baruch, you say Baruch Ata, in between the Shayat and the Shel Rosh, you made a Hefsik. And then anyway, you're Nachamal, you're Chayiv to say the Al Mitzvahs. So why do you have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusu Olam Voed? Because Shitas Rashi, that you don't have to say an Al Mitzvahs. No, but according to Rashi, when you start saying Al Mitzvahs, that itself is Mechayiv to say an Al Mitzvahs. You made a Hefsik? Because it's Tzach Ben Tefillah L'Tefillah. When you talk in between the Tefillins, you have to make it a Bracha. Then what's pshat with this Al Mitzvahs? Now those are the two kashas, and hopefully in this shiur we're going to conclude, this is the third in the series, and hopefully this will conclude. We saw some big yisodos in the previous shiurim, and hopefully in this one we will as well. B'tzos Hashem Darkenu. Again, this is based on a shiur given by a Gaon Rav Ariyav Ozer Shlita, the Rashiv of Itri in Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh, in Parshas Eschanan and Tovshin Ayin Ches. There's a stir in the smack in the Sefer Mitzvah Kotten. On one hand, he writes in Simen Kufnun Vav that if they bring somebody behemos acheros, koyd nishagam ralishchot, ein achoyzer mavarech. He says that if they bring somebody other behemos before he finished shechting, you know, he makes a bracha, he has 10 animals to shech. So he makes a bracha, he shechs first one to the 10th. Then they bring him more. He doesn't make a new bracha. However, linyan sicha ben shechita l'shechita, if he spoke in between shechitas, he writes that he has to make a new bracha. But based on what we said in the previous shir, these two dinim are totally one and the other. If all the shechitas are one mitzvah klalis, then you don't need a direct connection between the bracha and each shechita independently. And therefore, even if you are mafsik b'dibur, you don't have to make a new bracha. And if every shechita is a bazundere mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah, and it's kovas bracha le'atzma, be'etzem, so then if they bring a new behemah in front of you, and you have to make a bracha. So how can you on one hand paskin that when they bring new behemoths, no new bracha, mashmitz one bracha klalis, there doesn't need to be a kesher yashir. And on the other hand, he paskins that if you speak ben shechita l'shechita, you don't need to make a new bracha, mashma that it's mityaches to every behemoth benifrad. It relates to every animal separately, distinctively. So which one is it? So the answer to this question is alluded to in the words of the Smak. He explains why, because of Hesach Hadas, and that's different than Hefsek. In other words, even though Hefsek itself is not a problem here, since he already started the mitzvah before he was Mafsik, and all the Shechitas are one mitzvah. But if by speaking it's a Hesach Hadas, so then the mitzvah is over, and it went bye-bye. And if he has to shecht again, then he has to make a new bracha. not Alts Hefsik, but Alts Hesek Hadas. So again, so you can say that the bracha is a bracha klalis, and therefore, when they bring new behemoths, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. But if he speaks, he's Mesiach Das. And you can see this in the Rishonim and Chulin, if you look carefully, Pei Zayin. Some of them talk about Sicha Ben Ashchitos as a Hefsek, look in the Ritva, in the name of his Rebbe. And some also talk about Hesach Das, that the Sicha is a Gemar La'asiyas Mitzvah, he started doing something else. So sometimes, you see from these Rishonim, Dibor is a Hesach Hadas. And therefore you have to make a new bracha whenever you speak in between Shechitas. According to this, we can understand, Oymek Diktuk Loshen Rabbeinu HaRosh, who writes in the first paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, Simen Yud, So he starts by saying that Sikha is only a hefsek between tefillin and tefillin, because the bracha rishona is also going on the anachas tefillin shel rosh, and therefore it's a hefsek speaking in between tefillin shel and tefillin shel rosh. And if he speaks, he has to make another bracha. Which bracha? He has to make another lahaniach tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the shel rosh requires two brachas. And the lahaniach on the shel yad is also going on the shel rosh, but if he speaks, he has to make two brachas on the shel rosh, because the lahaniach on the shel yad doesn't apply to that, it's a hefsik, the speaking. And according to Rashi, there are two mitzvahs, and they're not ma'akev, the shel yad and the shel rosh. And if he doesn't speak, then he doesn't make an al mitzvah tefillin. And if so, if he does speak, right, according to Rashi, if he doesn't speak, he doesn't have to make an al mitzvah at all. He makes no brach on the shel rosh. But if he does speak, then what does he have to make? He has to make an al mitzvah. And therefore, the speaking is a hesach hadas. So what's odd is that he starts talking about a hefsek, and then he concludes by talking about a hesach hadas. Why is that? Because first, originally, he's talking L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, they are two mitzvahs chalukos, each one gets a bracha la'atzma, and the bracha of L'haniach that he made originally is going separately on the shel yad and the shel rosh. And therefore, if he speaks in between, he's mafsik bein bracha la'mitzvah, right? Because the bracha of l'haniach is coming in between the speaking, is coming in between the bracha of l'haniach and the hanachas tefillin, and the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, shel rosh. So the speaking comes between the hanachas tefillin, between the bracha of l'haniach and the hanachas tefillin shel rosh. That's a hefsek according to Rabbeinu Tam. But in the end, he's talking l'shitas Rashi, who holds that it's a mitzvah achas le'inyan brachas, right? Rashi writes two mitzvahs, but le'inyan brachas, it's one mitzvah, like the Rambam says, that whole v'inyan amechad, like the Rambam says in a tshuva we saw in the first shir, since it's one inyan tefillin, one bracha suffices for both. And therefore, since one bracha suffices for both, it's not going to be a problem with hefsek, because he already started the mitzvah. He said l'haniach, he put on the shel yad, so the mitzvah already started. And as far as brachas is concerned, they're not two separate mitzvahs like according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's one mitzvah. It's not that it's chal on the shel yad and shel rosh b'nifrad, it's chal on the shel and shel rosh together. So mele, once it's already chal on the shel yad, so that already includes the shel rosh, the speaking doesn't bother us. What is the problem? The problem is hesach hadas. because the dibur is ba'avera, and therefore we consider it k'gemar hadavar k'hezach hadas. Look in the Rashban Chulin Pei Zayin. So stam hefsek isn't a problem according to Rashi, because again the bracha was already chal on the shel yad, so he's allowed to talk as far as hefsek goes. It wasn't mafsek; he already started the mitzvah. Bracha was already chal; it's fine. But the problem is a hesach hadas. He's mesir das. When he spoke, it's as if the bracha ended, and now he has to make a new bracha on the shel rosh. In Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh in Yotes Hey, he brings 2 days of sicha ben shchita to shchita to hefsek or not. Some say yes, some say no. Pri Chodesh writes that the Shochtem Eben Eitzel lets his midi asofek to make a Tanai Meirosh, that if they speak in the middle, the bracha shouldn't go on the shchitas that come afterwards. And in such an instance, Ladas Hakol, they have to make a new bracha because they are Machabin b'mefurish that the bracha isn't chal on the later shchitas. And it turns out then that they're mischayev to be mevarich mivadai v'loy misafek, but to assure he was very opposed to this Eitzah, because from a number of Mekoimas it's muchach that you can't make a Tanai to be magbil brachas. Somebody had in front of him a number of peiris, and he only had das to be pat to pater some of them and not others. His Tanai is nothing. It's causing a brachas and a tzricha, and the Tanai doesn't even work, besides the fact that it would be usher to do that. Because since he was mevarich al haperis and he wants to eat them, emeli patters all of them. But lav kol kamine lachshev shel liftar chelkom. A person doesn't have the koach that the bracha shouldn't patter some of them. Some yes and some no. Doesn't work. Zavitnish. Same thing. You can't make this Tanai. When if I speak, then the bracha is in chal and the shchit is after the speaking. So I'm chayiv to mevarich midin vada. I know. Can't make a bracha that the bracha is only pattering some and not all. V'yesh l'ayin. For sure has a very good point, but manase that we find one of our masters and teachers who writes that Tanai b'bracha is effective. So writes the Marach or Zerua and the Tshuvas in Siman Aleph, that a person's mevarach al tzitzis v'niskavin shet b'rachas le'tala le'rak le'begat shu lo'yvei sha'atla. In other words, he says the bracha should go on the beged tzitzis I'm wearing now, not the one I'm wearing afterwards. The second beged isn't putter, even if he wasn't mafsik, and he has to make a new bracha. What about the raya of the tvuah shor? You can't do that with fruits. If you can't do it with fruits, what can you do with tzitzis? So it would appear that it's really not a steer. The Marach or Zeruah is talking according to the opinion that every shchita is a mitzvah la'atzman. Every beged u'beged is a mitzvah la'atzman that he's wearing. And therefore he writes, Feirush, Shimsach bein beged le'beged choyzer mevarich, because each one is a mitzvah la'atzman. He even brings in the name of his father, that even if a person doesn't make a new bracha and doesn't speak, he has to make a new bracha on every shchita because they're gufin mechulakim, they're different bodies. But he says no, only if you speak. So his shita is like the tour that every meisim mitzvah is mechayev be'etzem bracha b'fnei atzma. So the bracha has to be metyaches yeshirot, it has to relate directly to every beged. V'im hifzik b'neim tzarech levarich shuv. Person's mafsik, he has to make a new bracha. Just like if he was mafsik between the bracha and the asiyas hamitzvah, he has to make a new bracha. So too, if he's mafsik between the bracha and one of the maisim, one of the begadim, one of the shchitas, he has to make a new bracha. And therefore, if he's miskavin shlo talo a bracha levisha shnia, he has kavan, it shouldn't be chal on the second levisha. His tanai is effective. Why is this Tanai effective? Because every Maisa Maisa requires a bracha b'fnei atzma. Just bracha achas, poiter es hakol, it's as if he made on each one independently. But when he has das not the pater, his bracha only counts for the levisha or the shchita. But it doesn't count for the levisha, it only counts for the levisha and the shchita next to the bracha, but not for the later ones, because again, each one requires its own bracha. So if you make one bracha, So it'll cover them all, as if you made a bracha independently on each one. But if he has kavan only for part of them, and only counts for part of them, if he speaks in the middle, it's only until when he spoke. That's the Marachor Zerua, that to assure, is talking about the Eitz of the Pri Chadosh, to be metaken the Chshash Bracha Lebatola, according to those Shitas, that it's enough to make one Bracha, even if he spoke in the middle. Now, according to those Shitas, that one Bracha is enough even if he spoke in the middle, it's because it's a mitzvah Achas Klalis. It's one general mitzvah. It's one big, long mitzvah. Like we said. And therefore the Tavur Shor says, you can't make it tonight. It's like if you eat a number of peris, you can't make it tonight, only pater one of them. Because each pri is not mechayev its own independent bracha. The achila b'chlalusa is mechayev his bracha achas. And he made a bracha. And his machshava, not the pater, the hemshech achila, is garnished. And therefore the Tavur Shor had a kasha, there's no eitza. So again, if you hold that it's a bracha achas klalis, not for everything, so then the dibur is not going to stare and the tanai isn't going to work. But if you hold, like the Marachor Zeruah, that each one requires its own independent bracha, then a dibur does stare and a person can make a tanai. That it's only going to go on certain ones and not the other ones, because it's each one is an independent unit. So now we could be miyashev the kashiv Rabbi Kiva Eger that we started with in the first shir. Why is there no etza to make a tanai? That if the halacha is like Rashi and the Rambam, the lahaniach shouldn't go on the tefillin shel rosh, because according to this shita, you consider the tefillin like one mitzvah, as we explain. Right, according to, as far as brachas is concerned, Rashi holds that the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh are one mitzvah. So if they're one mitzvah, like the Tavur Shor says, if it's one mitzvah, making a tanai that it's only going to go on one and not the other, isn't going to help us. A tanai in Hagbalah doesn't work if it's one mitzvah. If they're each independent units, then you can make a tanai to be magbil. But if it's one davar klali, one big mitzvah, like Rashi holds that vis-a-vis the brachas, tefillin shel and tefillin shel are one mitzvah, so memela, the tanai isn't effective to be magbil the brachas, to limit it only to the shel yad and not to the shel rosh. So arbit nisht, the tanai from Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger's tanai is not effective, like the Tavur Shor says. Umemele, mituretzet gamma kushia shnia, that we asked in the Baal HaTana Tosva, Shmuel Avigdor, that when you start making the bracha on the shel rosh, so that's a hefsek medibur. So memele you're chayv to make a bracha on the shel rosh. So what's the problem, even according to Rashi? The Rambam, L'kulei Alma, you have to make a bracha on the shel rosh once you start making a bracha on the shel rosh. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Chav Hei Tes, brings the panim iris that if you hear in between tefillin shel and tefillin shel rosh the bracha of laniach mipi chaveroi, oina amen. Because the saying amen ha'amonas hadvarim, saying that it's true, that it's emes of hanochas tefillin, is not a hefsik. And he brings that in the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel. He argues and he holds that amen is a hefsik. And so proves Rabbi Kiva Eger from the din of Amen after Abba Rabba, that the inyan hefsek should be in bracha le mitzvah. Even this dibur, that's ba'oiso inyan, is a hefsek. And so learn the Mishnah Berurah lahalachas. That's why we finish with the chazan abochar bar mitzvah be'ahava. Not say Amen. So that's all. When we're discussing midin hefsek shebein bracha lemitzvah, ama midin hesech hadas, the kulei alma, there's no problem with hesech hadas, because he's asuk ba'oisa mitzvah mamish shebal la'asoisa. He's not meisiach das l'davar acher. Oy bazoi, when he starts making the bracha of Amitzis Tefillin, we definitely can't say that he's Mesiach Das Me'anachas Tefillin Sharosh. The only thing you can do is you can come Medin Hefsek and say that even according to Rashi, that one bracha is enough. Nevertheless, since you were Mafsik B'tevas Baruch Atah on the Tefillin Sharosh, so now he has a Chiyuv to make a bracha on the Sharosh. He was Mafsik B'dibur. But based on what we said, according to this Shita, there is no Hefsek between Tefillin that requires a new bracha. Because it's all a bracha achra, it's all a mitzvah achas. The only time you need a new bracha is when you have a hesech hadas. Because what's pshat with a hesech hadas? That you're messiah in the mitzvah and you're starting a davar chadosh. But here we said there is no hesech hadas. So mitzvah hesech hadas, no hesech hadas, because you're not starting a new thing because you're thinking about the tefillin shel rosh. So it's not a hesech hadas. And mitzvah hefsek, Rashi doesn't have a problem with hefsek. Why doesn't Rashi have a problem with Hefsek? Because it's a bracha klalis. The bracha doesn't go individually, independently on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. It's one bracha, both in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. And once it's already Chal and Shel Yad, there's no problem with Shel Rosh, like we've been explaining. But once you start, if there's no problem with Hefsek, once you start doing the mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah klalis, if each one is an independent unit, then you have a problem of Hefsek. Then the bracha has to be Chal independently on each ma'isa mitzvah. But if it's all considered one big ma'isa, one big mitzvah, so then it doesn't have to be chal independently, and there's also no problem of hefsek, because it's chal both in klali on all the ma'isa that you're going to do. And that's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that it's one bracha klalis. So since it's a bracha klalis, we don't have a problem with hefsek. So talk in the middle. It was already chal, and it's not a mitzvah, but it was already chal in the Shel Yad. So no new bracha is mandated. It's chal in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh from the get-go. So you don't have to worry about it, about Hefsek. What? Yes, Hesach Hadas. But there's no Hesach Hadas here. Why is there no Hesach Hadas? Because when you say Baruch Atah on the Shel Rosh, you're thinking of the Shel Rosh. That's not a Hesach Hadas. Now we understand why Rabbi Kivega requires you to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Because maybe the second bracha isn't necessary. Maybe it's a bracha levatala. You can't say that according to Rashi and the Rambam, you have to make this second bracha because you started speaking Baruch Atah, because that doesn't require a new bracha. Not al tefsek and al tesach hadas. And Rabbi Kivager's Eitz isn't good because you can't be Magbil Brachas. So therefore we need to come on to what the Ramah said and say Baruch Shein Kavod Machusoy La'olam Voed, and that saves you from the possible Brach L'Vatola V'hadvarim Hayu Nefloy Me'od. And obviously there's loads more to say on this sugya. We should be zochet to say more Mir Tashem L'lmodu L'lamed L'shmor V'lasos U'lekayim is called Divrei Salma Tarasa B'Ahava Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.